Hello.
Hi, my name is Dee. I'm returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I was charged by you guys for like $59 for something.
Okay. Let me take a look at the charge. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
63068.
And your first and last name?
Natasha Rogers.
Thank you. For security purposes, can you confirm your shipping address?
405 Locust Street, Apartment A, New Haven, Missouri.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, do you recall back on the 4th? Oh, that's today. Do you recall today entering a contest to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No.
Okay. One moment. Okay, so you didn't enter a contest today that prompted you to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, correct?
No, I did not.
Okay. Is there anyone in your household who could have ordered this without your knowledge?
My boyfriend may have if he was on my tablet.
Okay. You don't know for sure?
No.
Okay.
But I do not want to enter into this.
Okay. One moment. Give me 1 second. Okay, what we can do for you is we can get your account counseled and we can get you transferred to the fraud department so that they can begin an investigation to see who used the card without permission.
Okay, and will it refund the money back to my card? Because that's like all the money I have.
I completely understand. The fraud department will get that taken care of for you.
Thank you.
Okay, I do want to make you aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously. And we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you don't recall entering the contest to win the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
I did not.
Okay. Give me one moment. Okay, I got that account canceled and notated for you. I'm going to get you sent over to the fraud department so that they can begin their investigation.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Hold one moment, please.